Now, when I was a clown on the circus. That's right.
Joe Lee is telling his story to a troupe of fellow actors gathered in the rehearsal studio at Stonebelt.
This is a true story. So I guess I have to pick someone to be me.
Sure. Who would you like to be you, the clown?
That's Michelle Yadon, Stonebelt's drama therapist.
Brandon, be me.
So Brandon, you are going to be Joe, so be listening very carefully to his story. Joe, go ahead.
The clowns would sit behind the tent during the performance waiting to go in. So I need at least a... Rose, I guess you'll be another clown. And what happened...
Do you want to give Rose a clown name, or is she okay with that one?
Oh, well, my clown name was Jolet.
Jolet.
And Rose could be Roy. Roy T. Clown.
Roy T. Clown.
And as we sat behind the tent and talked, the elephant trainer named Captain Klein would bring the elephants up. And
would you like to pick someone to be Captain Klein?
Okay. Maddie, you can be Captain Klein. And that leaves Logan to be Ola the elephant.
Oh!
So.
And if you need any more actors, we're happy to bring more up.
Oh, okay. Well, you could be the other elephant, Kantai.
Kantai.
Yes. All right. So this is what happened. We were sitting behind the tent, just chatting away. Captain Klein brought the elephants up. Ola got closer and closer to me. And she would put her trunk out. And then she started to touch me with her trunk. And then she put her trunk around me. And then Captain Klein told me, he said, I've never seen anything like it. Ola is in love with you.
Oh,
and from then on, anytime Ola would see me, she would hug me with her trunk.
Okay, Joe, this is a story for you about your past days of being a clown. Getting to be with your clown buddies, and then having a new love.
Aww.
As Richard Larraway and Mary-Kate Bristow begin to improvise some appropriate background music on melodica and guitar, the actors assume their roles and take positions on stage, facing both Joe, the storyteller, and the audience.
Hi, friends!
Okay.
Oh, this is wow.
Jolet, I've never seen anything like this before. Ola's in love with you.
Playback is a form of theater used by educators, social workers, dance therapists, music therapists, and drama therapists.
Michelle Yadon.
And it is where audience members tell feelings and stories, and the actors perform and play back those stories. This is the only inclusive playback troupe in America. The only troupe that has people with disabilities in America and the second one in the world. The only other playback troupe that has people with disabilities on the troupe is in Hong Kong. So this is still a very new experience, and we've just been kind of trying and adapting.
Indiana's only registered drama therapist, Yadon is used to trying new things.
In 2008 was when the first IMU monologues were produced. I worked with 9 clients that year in developing stories about their lives that then were produced at the Bloomington Playwrights Project.
IMU returned to the Playwrights Project for 2 subsequent years. For each production, Yadon worked with different clients to develop personal, revelatory monologues.
I've always thought that it's been wonderful advocacy and also wonderful for the clients to share all of their wealth of knowledge, and that it's been wonderful for the community to see adults with disabilities as people.
But there was still something missing, Yadon felt, from those versions of IMU. In order for the equation promised in the title to add up, the storytelling needed to flow in both directions.
So I started thinking about playback.
This year's production of IMU begins with a series of monologues, then adds a second act, featuring the playback theater troupe, whose audition I've dropped in on. During the performance, audience members will be invited on stage to tell their stories and have them acted out by the troupe.
A lot of times people have come to IMU and they've said, like, wow, I understand, or I know now. We've broken stigma, we've broken stereotypes, but I feel now we can break it even farther.
Making the troupe inclusive was another way Yadon hoped to break down differences and promote connection.
When we are in this rehearsal, everyone is working together as a team, and I see everyone looking at each other as a human. I believe that people are people, so I wanted it to just to be a troupe of all people, and I wanted there to be people without disabilities, because I wanted there to be those friendships and those relationships in the community, and I thought that it would be even more powerful for all of the actors and also the people who were a part of the experience as audience members.
Michelle was nice enough to let me come out and audition. I know we were friends, but...
Logan Good is a member of the Playback Theater Troupe.
Luckily, I impressed her enough with my limited background in theater.
And I think the most important part about playback, though, is not the theatrical ability, but it's the actual listening and having empathy. And that's really how I chose people to be on this troupe. A part of Logan was not the theatrical ability, but just the impulse of understanding someone's story. Brandon, where does your story begin?
So, grandpa.
So, the story begins, and it is about your grandpa.
Uh-huh.
And what was your grandpa's name?
That's your name to Grandpa Ed.
Grandpa Ed?
Yeah.
Is that what you called him, was Grandpa Ed?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to pick one person to play Grandpa Ed.
So?
Okay, continue. He passed away?
Yeah.
Is this about when your grandpa passed away?
Yes.
Okay, so you are in the story, yes?
Yes.
I want you to pick someone to be you.
I think it's Betsy.
Betsy? Brandon would like you to be him. So this is his story about when his grandpa Ed passed away. Now, is this story about when you were at the hospital, or were you talking to him on the phone, or were you at the funeral home?
Actually, thank you to funeral home.
Okay. So, was there anybody else that was in this story that you would like to show?
Thank you. Yeah.
And who would you like her to play?
To lay down, and dig hole.
So she's one of the people that is helping putting your grandpa in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is a big job. Would you like to pick someone else who's helping Stephanie put your grandpa in the ground?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Rochelle.
I don't want to.
Okay, but just to know, we can never say no when we're up here. We always just have to accept the gift.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So, don't be sorry. So, okay. So, what I'm hearing
is that this was at your grandpa's funeral, and you saw the people digging the hole for your grandpa's body, and mm-hmm. then he was put in the ground. Okay. Then what happened when he was put in the ground?
I said he's sick.
He was sick?
Yes.
So what did you do when you saw him be put in the ground?
I said to he passed away or heaven.
He went up to heaven?
Yeah.
And did you say anything to him when you were at the funeral home?
Yeah, yeah.
What did you say to him?
I do miss him. I do. I do on my heart. You know, also.
So you said, I miss you and I love you with all my heart.
Yeah.
Brandon, this is such a beautiful story. And I know that all of us out here have experienced some kind of pain like this and some kind of memory. And we all just appreciate you telling this story. So does the story end by you saying, I miss you and I love you with all my heart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brandon, this is for you, the story of your grandpa. He was sick. Yep. You going to the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the ground.
Yep.
And you also being able to say, not yet, we're still finishing here. So as we're doing this, you're just looking at the teller. You're giving him all your attention. So you're standing straight. You're looking right at him, making sure that he feels that we are listening, because we are. He is the most important thing in this moment. And then saying, I miss you, I love you with all my heart.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. Here. Brandon, this is for you. Let's watch.
I love you and I miss you and I hope you hope that I do just fine. In heaven.
I know that must be really hard. That must be something that you still deal with,
mm-hmm.
the memory of him. Did that help being able to see that?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for sharing that beautiful story. Let's give Brandon a round of applause.
When you had the storyteller sit beside you, you directed all of the action on stage, or at least part of the action, toward the storyteller. And I'm wondering what the effect or the desired effect is of having the storyteller see his or her story shown back to them.
It's very therapeutic. So a lot of times when we have an experience that's happy, sad, confusing, we don't get the experience of actually seeing it played back for us. So as they see it played back, it's a visual of this memory, and either people can have catharsis, so they can cry, they can laugh, they're able to see it, and then almost shut the book on that story. So be able to say, yes, that was that.
Are you seeing a change in them over the course of this?
Yes.
What do you see? Like, can you give me some examples?
Oh, yes. I see amazing changes. It's humbling to me. What Brandon shared tonight, that he was able to share that, was so powerful and amazing and beautiful, that he was able to be assertive. He had a build of his communication. He had a build of his insight. For several weeks, he's been telling the same story over and over, and it's about his love for the Backstreet Boys. But tonight, he identified with someone else and took that, and that's amazing. I've had people become more assertive. They take what they learn here on active listening, on building relationships. I see that transferred into our other programs. The people that experience in this group, I've seen them have an increase of positive relationships, an increase of self-esteem, an increase of self-awareness. One good example is that one of the women who participates in the troupe, she can often be very fidgety, and she isn't while she's in this experience. She's actively listening, she's sharing, and I've seen a growth in that in the other programs that she participates in.
All right, I see that we have time for one more story. Hello, Betsy.
Hey, what's up, Michelle? Michelle?
Not much. So, tell me, where does your story begin?
Maybe like a funny one, maybe, I don't know.
Sure, yeah, tell us a funny one.
That's how to start.
Okay, so you are in this story, right?
Uh-huh.
I want you to pick someone that's you.
Stephanie Weber.
Oh, God.
If you're telling a funny story, then you pick the right person.
That's good.
Now.
She's a good one with that one.
Who else was in this story?
Let's see how it did be started.
Oh. Don't worry about how it started. Who else is in this funny story that's in your life?
Selena.
Okay, so this is about the time you went to the Selena Gomez concert.
It was all three of us at the time.
Okay, so who would you like to be Selena Gomez? Brennan, they choose us. They choose
Michelle
us.
And Betsy Higgins go through the process of assigning roles. If you're wondering who gets to play Selena, well, it's Logan, who over the course of the evening has also played someone's mom and the elephant in love with Jolet the clown. This troupe is the ultimate in casting against type. Michelle also helps Betsy organize her story.
So how did the story end? How did you all feel at the end of the concert?
Well, I got a t-shirt from her. Brittany Parker got a poster from her. And Amanda Wilson got a book and a t-shirt just like mine.
And I'm sure you all felt pretty good at the end, huh?
I feel really excited about it. Like, yahoo!
So, Betsy, we're going to play you back your story of this wonderful, not yet, musicians, not quite yet. We're going to play you back this story of this wonderful girl's time, of having a great time together, getting to see one of your favorite celebrities, getting to take things home from you, and just feeling like yahoo.
Just feeling more excited to see Selena.
Huh?
And I can't wait to see her in person.
Uh-huh.
And also listening to all on the radio.
So Betsy, this is for you. Let's watch.
Oh boy.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up? Wait for all the rocks.
The order of stories wasn't planned at tonight's rehearsal, nor will it be in performance, but a natural arc seems to present itself most of the time. Yadon thinks it grows out of the connection that is fostered by the experience.
We started with something lighthearted, and then we got really deep, but then you'll notice then we had some happy stories. So it's kind of like everyone protecting each other and knowing what the boundaries are, and you find that a lot, and I think it's very intuitive, and it's really beautiful.
That was so beautiful and had so many layers, and it was so dynamic, and it was so genuine. And it was so beautiful, the song selection that you all picked at the very beginning. That was just gorgeous.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander. I'll tell you what we could do. You be me.
A dream too tired to come true.
this just a game.